الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فعن المعرور رحمه الله تعالى قال: لقيت أبا ذر بالربذة وعليه حلة وعلى غلامه حلة، فسألته عن ذلك فقال: إني سببت رجلا فعيرته بأمه، فقال لي النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: يا أبا ذر، أعيرته بأمه؟ إنك امرؤ فيك جاهلية، إخوانكم خولكم، جعلهم الله تحت أيديكم، فمن كان أخوه تحت يده فليطعمه مما يأكل، وليلبسه مما يلبس، ولا تكلفوهم ما يغلبهم، فإن كلفتموهم فعينوهم. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. معرور بن سويد رحمه الله تعالى التابعي says: لَقِيتُ أَبَا ذَرٍ بِالرَّبَذَةِ. I met Abu Dhar. Abu Dhar Ghifari رضي الله تعالى عنه in Rabadha, a small locality near Medina Munawwara. وَعَلَيْهِ حُلَّةٌ وَعَلَى غُلَامِهِ حُلَّةٌ. When I met Abu Dhar Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in Rabadha, I observed that he had a suit on his body and his slave had another suit on his body. So each one of them was wearing a suit. During those times, one of the common dresses was to cover the lower part of the body with a sheet. And to cover the top part of the body with another sheet. Sometimes a very simple cloth, depending on the financial condition of the person. Sometimes a simple cloth. Simple cloth covering the bottom part of the body. Simple cloth covering the top part of the body. Sometimes expensive cloth. Expensive shawl. So one covering the top part of the body, the other covering the bottom part of the body. the cloth that used to cover the bottom part of the body, the lower part of the body, was called izar. Izar. In Urdu, we call it lungi. And the sheet or the shawl covering the top part of the body was called rida, which we call chadar in the Urdu language. Chadar, a sheet, a shawl. And if a person was wearing two sheets of the same kind, then in those days that was defined as a suit. So Ma'rur rahimahullah ta'ala says that I met Abu Dharr Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in Rabada, and I saw him wearing a suit and I saw his servant wearing a suit. فَسَأَلْتُهُ عَنْ ذَلِكَ. So I questioned Abu Dharr Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in this regard. Why is it that both of you are wearing the same suit? You are the master and he is your slave. Normally the master clothes himself with expensive clothing. And he provides for his slave, but he provides his slave with clothing of a lower category. Why is it that both of you are wearing the same suit? I don't normally observe this. And if we look at the other narrations of this incident, we find more clarity. And that clarity is that Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu was wearing a suit and his servant was wearing a suit. So they were both wearing two sheets of the same kind of cloth. But the sheet that was covering the top part of the body of Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu was new. And the sheet covering his bottom part was old. And same was the case with the sleeve. The cloth was of the same quality. So there were four sheets from the same kind of cloth. Two sheets were old, two sheets were brand new. And Abu Dharr Ghifari radiyallahu anhu distributed the clothes equally between himself and his slave. So he kept one brand new sheet for himself and he kept one old sheet for himself. And he gave one brand new sheet and one old sheet to his slave. And Abu Dharr Ghifari radiyallahu anhu covered the bottom part of his body with the old sheet. His slave also covered the bottom part of his body with the old sheet. And both of them covered their top parts of their body with the new shawl or the new sheet, new cloth. So Ma'rur Ibn Suwaid al-Asadi al-Kufi rahimahullahu ta'ala inquired from Abu Dharr Ghifari radiyallahu anhu that why is this? You could have given him the old suit. and you could have used for yourself the new suit. Why did you distribute the clothes equally between yourself and your slave? So upon this inquiry, Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied. He said, let me narrate to you an incident, then you will understand. He said, inni sababtu rajulan. During the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Madina Munawwara, I insulted a person. I argued with a person. An argument took place. We both argued. And this person was Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So he said that I argued with a person. I argued with Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Not swearing at each other, but saying things which were not pleasing. So he said, from amongst the things I did was فَعَيَّرْتُهُ بِأُمِّهِ. In order to make him feel humiliated, and in order to make him feel ashamed, I said to him, يَبْنَ السَّوْدَى, O the son of the black woman. So we argued, I and Bilal argued. Some misunderstanding took place. It is natural for humans to disagree with each other and sometimes overcome with anger, emotions. We argue and we say things which we were not supposed to say. But sometimes we cross the limits. So Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, here he crossed the limits. And he insulted Bilal and he disgraced Bilal radiyallahu anhu. He humiliated Bilal radiyallahu anhu. He shamed Bilal radiyallahu anhu. He taunted Bilal radiyallahu anhu through his mother by saying that you are the son of a black woman. In the period of Jahiliyyah, the criteria for superiority was not virtue. The criteria for superiority was not goodness. The criteria for superiority was not taqwa, was not iman, was not belief, was not religion. There were so many other criteria. And one criteria was not being black. So if you are black, you are inferior. And if you are not black, you are superior. So those people who were black were looked down upon. And those people who were not black, they felt superior and they entertained arrogance and pride and kibra in their hearts. That I am above this black person and he is below me. Because he is black, he is below me. And because I am not black, I am above him. Because I am not black, I am superior. And because he is black, he is inferior. This was one of the criteria of inferiority and superiority in the period of ignorance. Not in Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam very clearly said, إِنَّكَ لَسْتَ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْ أَحْمَرَ وَلَا أَسْوَدَ. You are not better than a red person. Neither are you better than a black person. You are not better than a person with red complexion, with white complexion. So you are neither better than a person with white complexion, nor are you better than a person with black complexion. So a person with black complexion should not feel superior because he is black. And he should not look down upon those people who are non-black. And a person with a white complexion should not look down upon those people who are not white. And he should not assume superiority over those people who are non-white. إِنَّكَ لَسْتَ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْ أَحْمَرَ وَلَا أَسْوَدْ. You are neither better than white nor black. إِلَّا أَن تَفْضُلَهُ بِالتَّقْوَى. Unless you bring upon this color of yours another virtue, and it is that virtue which is the criteria for superiority. Unless you bring with this black color or with this white color another virtue, and that virtue is the criteria for superiority, and that is taqwa. So only because you are white, you cannot claim to be good, to be superior, unless we have taqwa. If you are black with taqwa, you are superior. If you are white with taqwa, you are superior in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. The most honored from amongst you in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is he who has the most taqwa from amongst you. The one who abstains the most from things disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who abstains the most from things which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the most superior and most honored in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the most noble. He is the most honored in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this was the culture during the period of Jahiliyyah. And because this was the culture, this was embedded into the hearts of the people during the period of Jahiliyyah, that whenever they would see a person with black color, they would look down upon him. He is an Abyssinian. He is black. He is Negro. So he is not honorable. He doesn't deserve respect or dignity. He is good for nothing. This was the culture of the period of Jahiliyyah. And we find this characteristic of Jahiliyyah even during our times. There are many people who feel this way. But Islam does not teach this. Ek hi saf mein khade ho gaye Mahmood o Iyaz. The poet says, Ek hi saf mein khade ho gaye Mahmood o Iyaz. Mahmood was the Sultan of his time, Mahmood Ghaznavi. Mahmood was the Sultan of his time. He was the Khalifa Amir of his time. He was the ruler of his time. And Iyaz was his slave, his freed slave. So the poet says that as through the barakah and the blessings of Islam, ek hi saf mein khade ho gaye Mahmood o Iyaz. Through the barakah of Islam, through the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mahmood, the Sultan, and Iyaz, his slave, both stand in the same row. They are equal. And it is possible that if Iyaz excels Mahmood in taqwa, then he will surpass Mahmood as far as virtue is concerned, as far as superiority is concerned, as far as nobility is concerned, as far as honor is concerned. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Fatima radiyallahu anha, Fatima Arab, she was an Arab. And not only an Arab, she was Quraishiyah. She was from the tribe of Quraysh.
And from the tribe of Quraysh, she was from the clan of Banu Hashim. The most superior family. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the final messenger, the best of the humans, our most beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, from the tribe of Banu Hashim. So Fatima radiyallahu anha Arab, Fatima radiyallahu anha Qurayshiya, Fatima radiyallahu anha Hashimiya, and not only from the Banu Hashim, the daughter of the Sayyidul Mursaleen sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to her? Ya Fatima, O Fatima, anqidhi nafsaki minan nar. Save yourself from the fire of Jahannam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, save yourself from the fire of Jahannam. Don't just sit back and relax with this assumption that because I am an Arab, or rather I am a Qurayshiya, or rather I am a Hashimiya, or rather I am the daughter of the Sayyidul Mursaleen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not question me on the day of Qiyamah. No. No. In the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only that person will excel, and only that person will be able to acquire salvation who excels in taqwa and deen. So, O Fatima, anqidhi nafsaki minan nar. Save yourself from the fire of Jahannam. Save yourself by excelling in taqwa, by excelling in deen, by excelling in good amal, amal salih, by excelling in akhlaq, good morals, good characters. Through your service towards your creator and through your service towards the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Excel. Salini min mali ma shiti. Is as far as this world is concerned, from the little or large wealth that I have, ask me whatever you want, I will be able to give you in this world. But in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fa inni la ugni anki min Allahi shay'a. I will not be able to help you in any way without the permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَى صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَى أَجْسَابِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your faces, nor your bodies. Allah does not look at the color of your faces. وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ وَعَمَالِكُمْ. Allah looks at your deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the sincerity of your heart, the taqwa of your heart, the good traits that are in your hearts. So during the period of Jahiliyyah, this was very common to look down upon black people. To look down upon black people. Alhamdulillah, Islam has honored black people and white people. Islam re-established justice. Islam re-established equality. And upon the liberation of Makkah Mukarrama, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, where is Bilal? Where is Bilal? A great opportunity. The first azan will be called in the Haram Sharif in the history of Islam. First azan will be called after the liberation of Makkah Mukarram in the 8th year of Hijrah. Abu Bakr was there, Umar was there, Usman was there, Ali was there, Talha, Zubair, Asharai Mubashara, the 10 companions who were given the glad tidings of Jannah in this very world by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Qurayshis are there, the Hashimis are there, the Ausis and the Khazrajis, the Ansar are there. Pure Arabs, wealthy people, with very high family lineage.
And calling out azan was and is a great honor as far as Islamic teachings are concerned. Unfortunately, cultures change, and as a result of culture, superior people become inferior and inferior become superior. Muazzineen, those who call out azan, are very superior in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, Al-muazzinuna yawm al-qiyamati atwaluhum a'naqan. Those people who call out azan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate them very highly on the day of Qiyamah. Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the muazzin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Mahzura radiyallahu anhu, muazzin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Great people. Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum radiyallahu anhu, muazzin. During the time after our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Huraira was the muazzin. Muazzin of a particular masjid. He would call out azan, and in those times, the muazzin used to call out the iqama from the back of the masjid also. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu would call out the azan. Thereafter he would call out the iqama, and he would shout from there, and he would say to the imam that take it easy, because I am right at the back of the masjid. Take it easy. Make sure I don't miss Ameen. That means don't start your salat straight away. Because if you start your salat straight away, if you start reciting, I may not be able to join the salat before you say walad dhallin, and I will miss Ameen. So make sure I don't miss Ameen. Why? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ida ammana al imam fa amminu. When the imam says Ameen, then you should also say Ameen. When the imam says Ameen, when the imam says walad dhallin Ameen, you should also say Ameen. Why? Because at that time the malaika also says Ameen. And if you coincide with the malaika, فَمَنْ وَافَقَ تَعْمِينُهُ تَعْمِينَ الْمَلَائِكَ, the person whose Ameen coincides with the Ameen of the malaika, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all his past minor sins. And when do the malaika say Ameen? As soon as the imam says walad dhalin, they say Ameen. So make sure you say Ameen immediately after the imam saying walad dhalin. So Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, the muhaddis of the ummah, he was a muazzin. But nowadays, who is made the muazzin? That person is made the muazzin who's good for nothing. And who doesn't know masair, who doesn't have ilm. Who is appointed as the muazzin? The one who is given the responsibility to clean the masjid. The one who is given the responsibility to clean the wudu area and the toilets. He is made the muazzin. So the work description of a muazzin is cleaning the masjid, opening the masjid on time, closing the masjid on time, making sure that the windows are closed, making sure that the whole masjid is clean, making sure that the toilets are clean, making sure that the wuzu is clean, and part of his job description is to call out 5 times salat with punctuality. During the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, just as the imam held a high position, similarly, the muazzin also held a high position. And even now it is the same case. It is for this reason, the person calling out the azan has to have a certain level of ilm.
The person calling out the azan has to be mutasharri, mutadayyin. He has to be a practicing Muslim. He should not be fasik. He should not be an open, flagrant violator of Sharia. I needed to explain this so that you understand the honor that was being bestowed upon Bilal-e Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala. Because the culture that we have adopted as far as Muazzin is concerned may bring na'udhu billah, may Allah forbid, this thought in our minds that, oh, azan was going to be called, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose a black Abyssinian. Someone insignificant like we do in this day and age. No. No. Abu Bakr wanted the honor of calling out this first azan. Umar also wanted the honor. Usman also wanted the honor. Ali also wanted the honor. Every eminent companion of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted this honor. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, where is Bilal? Where is Bilal? Bilal was not given this responsibility in Medina Munawwara because he was insignificant. No. Bilal was given this honor because he was a significant Sahabi. He was a very significant Sahabi. Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, Abu Bakr, Umar radiyallahu anhu used to say, Bilalun Sayyiduna. Atakahu Sayyiduna. Bilal radiyallahu anhu was a slave, and it was Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu who bought him and who freed him. So Umar radiyallahu anhu says that when I look at Bilal and when I look at Abu Bakr, how do I see both of them? I see both of them as my masters, as two very respectable people from amongst the Sahaba. He says, Bilalun Sayyiduna. Bilal is our master. Atakahu Sayyiduna. And he was freed by our master, Abu Bakr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not give Bilal radiyallahu anhu the responsibility of calling out adhan because he was insignificant. No, he was given this responsibility because he was significant. This is our culture. Anybody can give adhan, no problem. The lowest of the low from the community can also give adhan. Those people who are openly violating the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give azan, call out the azan. Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib, rahimahullahu ta'ala, says that Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was chosen to call out the azan, to call out the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the minaret, from a high place. Why? Because it was Bilal radiyallahu anhu who gave the most sacrifice for the name of Allah. That is why he was bestowed with this honor. Ahad, 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 ahad. He was being punished. Don't mention the name of Allah. Don't utter this word, ahad, ahad, Allah, Allah, no. But he continued, ahad, ahad, ahad. He tolerated everything. Bilal tolerated everything to call out the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained the azan, which was to call out his name from the minaret, from a very high place, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam must have been instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because whatever he did was under the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is Bilal who deserved this honor. And again Bilal is being honored in Makkah Mukarramah. Where is Bilal? So Bilal radiyallahu anhu stood stood up. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Oh Bilal, climb the roof of Kaaba. Climb the roof of Kaaba. Today the world should see you on the roof of Kaaba. Climb the roof of Kaaba." And call out the first azan in the history of Islam in Makkah Mukarramah. Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala who climbed the roof of Kaaba and he is calling out the azan from the roof of Kaaba. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Go into the world of imagination for a moment, my friends. And try to visualize the scene. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. After so many years, Makkah has been liberated. And the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmeen, the cream of this ummah, are all standing around Kaaba. And amongst these stars, the Sahaba, the full moon is shining bright. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is Haram Sharif. And Bilal is calling out the azan. But there were a few Qurayshis, a few Hashimis, who were sitting in one of the corners of the Haram, in one side from the Kaaba, and they understood that Bilal is very significant today, and he has been given a great honor, and the characteristic from the period of Jahiliyyah, this arrogance, this ego, this pride that we are Arabs, we are non-black. And how come a black has surpassed everybody today? So one of them said, could Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not find anyone better than this black crow? Azan is taking place. And on one side, these a few individuals are gossiping. Could Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not find anyone better than this black crow? The other one said, my father is very lucky that he has passed away before this day and he did not have to see this humiliating day. So the third one said, I also desire to say something, but I am remaining silent because I fear that the God of Muhammad may inform him of our conversation. Azan was completed, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam descends, and he informs our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of this conversation of these individuals. And he reveals this verse, Ya ayyuhan nas. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recites this verse in front of that large gathering. Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha. We have created you from the same male and the same female. Whether you are black, whether you are white, whether you are brown, whether you are poor, whether you are rich, whether you are Arab, whether you are Ajam. Your family lineages will lead you all to the same father Adam and same mother Hawa. You all belong to the same Adam, same Hawa. You are all progeny of the same father and same mother. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلٍ. And we have divided you, we have made you into tribes and families. لتعارفوا, so that you may be able to recognize each other, not so that you may despise each other. Your faces are different, your colors are different, your heights are different, your nationalities are different, your creed is different, your nationalities are different. Why? so that you may be able to recognize each other. We have divided you all into different tribes, different groups, so that you are able to recognize each other. And as far as superiority is concerned, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The most honored from amongst you is the one with most taqwa. And who knows who has the most taqwa? إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing and He has the most information. He is all-knowing, all-aware. So I was saying that this was the culture during the period of Jahiliyyah. And this was embedded into the hearts of everybody. And through the barakah of Iman, through the barakah of Islam, through the barakah of the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, all became brothers. All became brothers. Because Islam does not distinguish between black and white, between rich and poor, between old and young, between male and female. The distinguishing factor is only one: Iman and Amal Saleh, Taqwa. Now, Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu anhu, he had an argument with Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. They were both friends. They both respected each other. And it was not one-sided. Sababtu. Those people who understand Arabic know. He did not say sababtu. Sababtu. So in, there was an argument between me and Bilal, and we both heard certain bitter words at each other. Sababtu rajulan. فَعَيَّرْتُهُ بِأُمِّي. But I crossed the limit more than Bilal. And I said, يَبْنَ السَّوْدَاءُ, the son of a black woman. Oh, the son of a black woman. Oh, the son of a Negro woman. And by saying this, I tried to humiliate him. Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was hurt. And he went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could console him. And he also went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could reprimand and rectify the mistake of Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he narrated the whole incident to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, call. He sent somebody to Abu Dhar radiyallahu anhu with this message that tell Abu Dhar I am calling him. Abu Dhar Ghifari radiyallahu anhu arrived immediately. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ashatamta bilalan wa ayyartahu bi ummihi. Did you insult Bilal? And did you try to shame him, disgrace him, humiliate him by attributing him towards his mother who was a black woman? So Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, yes, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were pious people. They were pious people. He said, yes, O Messenger of Allah, I did this. He did not try to twist the story. He did not try to blame Bilal, that O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask Bilal first what he did to me, what he said to me. He angered me, it was his fault. No, he said, yes, O Messenger of Allah, it was my fault. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon this said, O Abu Zar,
innaka imru'un fika jahiliyyatun. You are a person. In you is a characteristic from the characteristics of jahiliyyah.
You are a person in whom there is a characteristic from the characteristics of jahiliyyah. Pride, arrogance, to look down upon black people. This is a characteristic of the period of jahiliyyah. And today this incident has established that you still have that characteristic in your heart.
This incident has brought to light a spiritual illness that you are suffering from, a spiritual malady, kibr, pride, arrogance, takabbur. Al-kibro, batarul haqqi wa ghamtun nas. Pride, arrogance, kibr, takabbur is to ignore haqq, is to ignore haqq, not to accept the truth. And it is to look down upon people. Look down upon someone because of his color. Look down upon someone because of the family he belongs to. Look down upon someone because he may not be as knowledgeable as you are. Look down upon someone because he is not as wealthy as you are. For whatever reason, to look down upon somebody, to feel that he is inferior and I am superior. This is kibr. Innaka imrun fika jahiliyyatun. You are a person, in you is a characteristic from the characteristics of jahiliyyah. In you is a spiritual illness that used to exist during the time of jahiliyyah. And it seems that this particular illness has not left you totally. And today's incident has brought this illness to light. Inshallah, we will discuss this hadith further next week. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to follow whatever comes to light through the beautiful incidents that took place during the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and also from the ahadith of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa al-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi sayyidina wa maulana محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك التواب الرحيم. يا مسرف القلوب سرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان وجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن سهلا إذا شئت رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين اللهم الطف لنا في تيسير كل عسير فإن تيسير كل عسير عليك يسير ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.